Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. And we have a really interesting show for you today. We're going to talk with Tara Woodcock from the Yavapai Humane Society about kitten season and fostering pets before they can find a forever home. And we also have some engineering students from ERAU. We have Cameron Kurtz and Rachel Rise. They will be here to talk about the incredible hot fire and liquid engine project. You really have to hear about it to believe it. We'll hear their side of the story, because I frankly don't believe it until I hear their side, because this is a really amazing project going on out at Embry-Riddle, which is one of the reasons this is perhaps the most respected aeronautical and space training school in the world. But you'll hear their story. You'll see what I mean. Hey, if you're a hockey fan and you've been watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, well, you know what happened last night? My hometown team got robbed. That was a hand pass, folks, and that overtime goal should not have counted. But there is kind of a heartwarming story about the San Jose Sharks and St. Louis Blues series going on right now in St. Louis, with Game 4 scheduled for tomorrow. The guy who's singing the national anthem in St. Louis, his name is Charles Glenn. He's been doing it there for 19 seasons. This is his last year doing the national anthem because he's been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. He just can't make those long concrete concourses anymore. But he was telling the story to a reporter from ESPN about it, and he said he was playing with his band about 20 years ago, and the rock star Meatloaf was touring, and Meatloaf's band was dropping in on a club where Charles Glenn's band was playing, and the band was really impressed by him. So they said, you know what, you ought to come in and let me tell Meatloaf that you're here, and he might bring you on stage tomorrow night. So they brought him in the arena, brought him backstage, and so sure enough, they said, you know, if Meatloaf likes you, he will let you sing with him, and he's going to love you. But if he hates you, well, here's what he's going to do on stage. He's going to pick you up and body slam you right there on stage. So Charles Glenn agreed to those terms, fully aware of the size disparity, because back then Charles Glenn was about 100 pounds lighter, and Meatloaf, of course, a big, big guy who played high school and college football. So as the band was doing a cover of Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones, Charles Glenn came out on stage to sing a verse before Meatloaf challenged him to a sing-off. Well, he hit a note, and then Meatloaf asked him to hit a higher note. And Charles Glenn tells a story. He's a phenomenal singer, speaking of Meatloaf. So he hits a really, really high note, and the crowd goes crazy. And then I hit a note that's even higher than that, and the crowd goes even more nuts. Meatloaf's reaction? He picks me up and he body slams me. Then as I'm walking off the stage, he grabs me by the arm and says, come on, man, you're finishing this night up. And after the show, we sat backstage just talking. Meatloaf was such a sweet man, but yeah, I got body slammed right on stage. Isn't that something, being body slammed on stage by Meatloaf? How many people can say that? So if the Blues don't come back in a hurry, and this series may end with Game 5 in San Jose, so tomorrow night may be Charles Glenn's final rendition of the national anthem at the Blues home arena. Well, we're going to be talking with Tara from the Humane Society in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Everyone knows the factories usually pull out all the stops and have huge incentives for big holiday weekends like Memorial Day. But this year, Nissan has already released their huge Memorial Day rebates. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Right now, you can get one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the 2019 Nissan Rogue, for just $22,002. You can save over 10 grand on the new full-size Titan Pro 4X, only $44,714. Or if you want a midsize pickup, the 2019 Nissan Frontier is a great value, discounted even more. To $20,263. And we've got big discounts on compact cars. Get a brand new Nissan Versa for only $12,389 and get 0% for 60 months. The Memorial Day discounts are here right now at Lamb Nissan. Visit lambnissan.com and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KC79626, work number KN50746, number KN70609, number KL801097. Price includes all manufactured rebates plus tax title like $385 Docky and $385 3M package. Must finance within Mac OAC. Expires 531.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The battle for the throne comes to Chase Field Friday, May 17th for D-backs Game of Thrones Night. Get a special event ticket that includes a Zach Godley Iron Throne bobblehead. Visit dbacks.com/GOT. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Celebrate the 15th anniversary of Randy Johnson's perfect game on Saturday, May 18th. First 20,000 fans will get the commemorative starting lineup Randy Johnson figurine, courtesy of Cox Communications. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 208 with Tara Woodcock from the Yavapai Humane Society. Tara, I got to tell you, having watched Phoenix TV news for several years, a doggone near called you Tara Hitchcock. But Tara Woodcock is the one who's here. Now, tell us your position when it comes to fostering at the Yavapai Humane Society.
So I'm the New Hope Coordinator.
So what that program includes is the foster program as well as our rescue and transport program, and a few other smaller programs, but big part of it's foster program.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there for about 2 years, been in this position since September. I'm really enjoying it. I love my fosters. Fostering is such a vital, important part of rescue.
Now, you have been a foster parent for pets yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I'm probably up near 100 cats and kittens that I fostered myself.
Now, is it strictly cats, really?
Yeah, so for me, it's strictly cats.
Yeah.
Other people, we do have puppies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some behavior dogs, things like that, that come in that do need to foster, but my situation is just cats.
Now, a little bird told me your first experience as a foster wasn't terribly successful, right?
Yes, so I have what we call a foster fail.
Which is a good thing,
it
right?
It is a very good thing. Yeah. It's not a negative thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
My first foster mom and 6 kittens, I decided to keep 1 kitten, and that was almost a year ago. So he'll be 2 years in September.
Well, I can identify with that because my sweetie, I persuaded her to finally invest in a cockatiel because I had had birds for several years, and cockatiels always had a special place in my heart. So we got the one cockatiel 2.5 years ago. We now have 11 and plus 5 dogs. So, yeah, we're very used to falling in love with animals, and one leads to another, and before you know it, you got a house full. Now, tell us about the what's going on when it comes to cats and kittens. This is kind of a prolific season for them, isn't it?
Yes. So we are in the middle of what we call kitten season. Spring is spring, and there's lots of kittens being born. So what we get at the shelter is an influx of young kittens from 4 to 6 weeks typically that are in need of a foster so that they can grow a little bit before they come back to be spayed and neutered and adopted. We also get in bottle babies, so neonates, that we have some wonderful, wonderful fosters that we'll take these and bottle feed them, and you have to do it every 2 or 3 hours round the clock.
Oh,
so
boy.
Yeah, those are some wonderful, wonderful people. And fosters in general, like I said, are very vital, vital to this program.
You know, I would imagine one of the great things about being a foster parent to kittens or to puppies is that you get a different breed or several different breeds and learn which ones might be the best fit for you, correct?
Exactly, and that's why when I say foster fails are sometimes the best, because the fosters learn which of those animals is going to fit best with their family. So I love it when my fosters decide to keep them, and they're always so happy. So, you know, it's not a bad thing. Some people are like, what, I didn't fail. I was like, no, it's a good thing.
Well, I better warn you, because I do the movie reviews for the radio station here, and there is a new dog movie out. It opens today. It's called A Dog's Journey. Mm-hmm. And I know you and your cohorts at the Yavapai Humane Society sometimes groan when a big movie comes out featuring a cuddly animal, because all of a sudden everybody wants that animal, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it can increase our adoptions, absolutely, but I don't think that's always a bad thing, because we need, I mean, there's animals that need homes.
Sure.
So if you're interested in adopting and that makes you think, hey, maybe I'll go see what's up at the Humane Society, come down and check it out. And, you know, if you're looking for a puppy or a kitten, you can always check our website and see when those are coming in. So right now we already have 9 that have come back so far. We have 63 in foster.
Wow.
Yeah, so our numbers have climbed, and this is early kitten season. Mm-hmm. So if you want to adopt, come down and check it out. We have a lot of wonderful animals.
Oh, yeah. Well, the reason for my tone of voice about that was, I'm sure you often see somebody fall in love with a movie or TV dog, and that's not the kind of breed that's good for their lifestyle, right?
Yeah, but our adoption staff is actually wonderful about, once they understand a person's living situation, about saying, well, hey, maybe you should check out this kind of dog, or this dog I think would be a fit, no matter what the breed is. So, you know, we always get the, I can't have a pit bull. I mean, that's the one everybody goes to. I have 2 pit bulls of my own, and I love them, and they have been wonderful additions to my furry family.
Sure.
So, you know, we just say, hey, try it, you know, just give it a whirl, see if it works out, because pit bulls can be some of the most affectionate dogs I've ever seen.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Because they picked up such a bad reputation because, you know, what happens when a pit bull is raised violently, you know, can make the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
If you raise a poodle or a Yorkie badly, it's not going to make the headlines.
Exactly.
And that's all it is. You know, it's whatever makes the news. But I've heard so many wonderful stories about pitties. You know, they're great to hear. Hey, you know, we're in the spring and early summer season now. What kinds of things should people be doing to get their pets ready for the summer? I know that, what about vaccinations, things like that, should they be up on?
Well, I recommend keeping your pets up on vaccines year-round. So whenever they're due, make sure you're going to get them in for their vaccines. Dogs, the only requirement by law is a rabies vaccine. But there's other important viruses and diseases that you should be protecting them against, and especially if you have puppies. You really want to get their combination shot. It's called a distemper parvo by most people. It protects them because parvo and distemper can be very, very debilitating diseases, and most puppies don't survive it. So keep your puppy away from other dogs. I know it's hard until they have that full vaccine series, and any vet can recommend a vaccine schedule. You can also go into our spay-neuter clinic on our on Saturdays. We have a walk-in wellness clinic, and they can help you get a list and a time frame of what you need for your animals and cats too. Cats aren't required by law to have anything, but I keep mine all vaccinated.
Sure.
Again, there's a combo shot that'll protect them from all the viruses that they could be exposed to, especially if you have indoor-outdoor kitties. You want to protect them, you know. Your family, you want to keep them up to date and protected from diseases.
Absolutely. Also, with the weather getting warmer, I mean, it's going to be hard to figure that out tomorrow, because it's going to be cool tomorrow. But the weather's going to get warmer, so what do you advise for people who keep their dogs outside when it comes to their shelter, comes to their water, their food, things like that?
You definitely want to make sure they have a shady spot to get away from that sun, and always have fresh water on hand. Sometimes when it does get up there, think about maybe keeping your dog inside in a kennel. With the air conditioning. Crate training is wonderful. My dogs spend the day in the crate. It keeps them out of trouble. You give them some chew toys, and they're perfectly happy. They get their exercise in the morning and when they get home, and they do wonderful. But definitely if you have to leave them outside, shade is a must. Water is a must.
Mm-hmm.
And never leave your animals in a car when you're stopping to run into the grocery store. Yeah, you hear this all the time. Even when it's like 75 or 80 outside, your car can get very, very hot.
Mm-hmm. And one of the nice things about the crate, once the dog adjusts to the crate, and that may take a little while, but once the dog adjusts to the crate, they feel secure in it, and you're also free from worrying about the dog tearing up the house, right?
Exactly. So like I said, I have two pitties. If I left them to their own devices in my house, it would be a disaster. So they love their crates. We know when we go upstairs, they both run into their crates. They get a little bit of a treat, and then they go to bed, you know?
How long did it take for them to adjust to the crate?
One of them I adopted a little bit older. She's 5. It's taken her a little bit longer, a few months. My young one I adopted about 8 months. She took right to it.
Really?
So, yeah, it can be you want to start put them in there for half an hour and go run a quick errand and then start increasing that length of time, you know, do an hour or 2 hours and work up to, like, your full work day or that kind of thing. Or overnight. Like I said, mine sleep as long as I do. I mean, my one is right next to me, and she snores all night long, so.
And she knows you're there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you just work up to it. It could take time. Some dogs take to it easier than others.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about what's going on at the Humane Society thrift store.
I'm not aware of what's going on there right now. Obviously, our thrift store is a wonderful, I don't know if we have any specials, but, It's a thrift store, but all the proceeds, all of the money that store makes comes directly back to support our efforts at the Humane Society. Yeah.
And if you're going to be in the area around Tuesday morning, Big Lots, Walmart, hey, give the thrift store a shot.
Exactly.
It's right across the street.
Exactly.
You can't
beat
that.
There's a lot of really nice product there. We're fortunate. We have a lot of wonderful donations that people bring to us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that we cannot use directly at the Humane Society, we take over there to sell. And again, that money comes directly back to support all of our programs and things like our foster program.
Sure.
And things that we do. We have a safety net program for people in need for short-term boarding for their animals. Any funding that we can get can go towards those programs to help out the animals as well as the people in our community.
Sure. And that thrift store is at 1601 Iron Springs Road. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. You can call them to see what they have going on. Their number is 445-5668. You can also donate today to turn your old stuff into new hope for homeless pets, because the Yavapai Humane Society Thrift Store benefits more than 3,000 homeless pets cared for by the Humane Society each year. Once again, that's Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, yavapaihumane.org/thrift store. Anything new and exciting coming up with the Humane Society? So anytime this year you're aware of? New programs, new events?
Not that I mean, we're going to have our regular events. We're going to run specials from time to time,
sure.
So definitely keep an eye on our website.
And you'll let us know about those?
Yes.
Always good about that.
Yeah, so keep an eye on the website. We have specials coming and going. And if you're curious about our organization or just have never visited us, come down and walk around. It's a wonderful, wonderful campus. We've done a lot of updates and upgrades. And if you're thinking about fostering, get online. There's an online application for it. I can always use fosters, and like I I think I've said it several times. I love them.
I don't know if you've heard this story before. Have you been on this show before?
I have not.
The reason I've told this story on the air before, but I'll tell you for the first time. You used to feature a pet every week on Sandy Moss's morning TV show. And one of the pets was on there one time with Terry Davis. And my sweetie at home was watching that morning and said, "Oh, my gosh, I just love that dog." His name was Roy. So she went down to the Humane Society to adopt him. And she instead fell in love with Roy's puppy, who was about a year old. And the puppy's name at the Humane Society was Rockwell. So she comes home with Rockwell. And she sends me a picture of Rockwell. I thought, I think you're coming home with the Wolfman, because he had an underbite, mm-hmm. and he had a face just like the Wolfman, Lon Chaney. Well, Rockwell has turned out to be the world's best dog. And he came from a terrible situation, a hoarding situation, mm-hmm. where there's something like 16 dogs. They had been trying to chew their way through their crates. They were ignored, neglected. They were bitten by ticks and things like this. It was just terrible.
Yeah.
But the Humane Society had worked with these dogs and really, really got them into ship shape. And this dog now is just the perfect dog. He really is. And you guys did wonderful work with him. We could not be happier than we are with Rocky. Well, so we're just in love with him.
Thank you for that. And we get dogs from all, dogs and cats from all sorts of situations.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a recent hoarding case in the media that we mm-hmm. have taken in. And we have a behavior staff that works with those animals.
It shows.
We really do like to find the perfect fit. And I'm so glad to hear that your dog fit in perfectly with your family.
We were so happy with that about a year and a half ago when we wanted to donate at year's end to the Humane Society, we took another dog that we had rescued from there and had the dog, we took the dog out to the Humane Society, put the check in the dog's mouth, and had the dog deliver the check to one of your staffers out there,
which
the Humane Society put on Facebook.
So
it was a really cute picture. Yeah.
Oh, that's the best. And thank you. I mean, again, thank you for adopting. Thank you for donating. And I love hearing the stories about the success stories. And, you know, a lot of them are from our own employees.
Sure.
So we adopt all the time. So that's how you said how many animals you have. I have 2 dogs and 7 cats.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I started with 3 cats when I started working there. So it happens. And, you know, I go to the grocery store with my shirt on and people are like, "Oh, I just brought this dog home." It's wonderful.
It brings out stories,
doesn't it? Yes, it's amazing. And I love hearing it.
And wasn't it wonderful when you guys heard last year that the state of California has ruled that pet stores must go first to shelters instead of going to puppy mills?
Yes.
And they're going to put puppy mills out of business.
Yes. That's a wonderful step forward for animal welfare.
Yeah. What a wonderful step forward.
Yeah.
We are so grateful for what you guys do for the community. That is Tara Woodcock from the Yavapai Humane Society. How can people contact the Humane Society?
They can call us at 928-445-2666. Anybody that answers the phone can direct your call to the right place if you have any questions. You can also visit our website at yavapaihumane.org. There's lots of information on there. And like I said, there's a volunteer application. There's a foster application if you want to get involved with us. So we'll come down, and you can also come down and ask questions. We're at 1625 Sundog Ranch Road.
And the thrift store, of course, 1601 Iron Springs Road, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Tara, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned, because we've got some amazing stories coming out of ERAU engineering students coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is Don Malcolm at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, encouraging you to make this spring count, and we can help. Right now, Little Dealer, Little Prices RV is having our 53rd anniversary sale. It is our biggest and best sale of the year. Save thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes. We will even include a lifetime warranty on new units. Little Dealer, Little Prices RV has won 3 times more top 50 Business Excellence Awards, more than any other dealer in Arizona. Don't waste another spring. From luxury to utility, come in now and save a ton of money at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on the corner of Highway 69 and Truewood, the friendliest place in town.
Be in the know what to do. This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown. Did you know that without defensible space, vegetation can fuel a wildfire that can burn extremely hot and spread quickly? Keeping your home safe can be as simple as regular yard maintenance. Consider developing an emergency action plan with everyone in your home and with your neighbors. And don't forget your pets. For more information, visit www.yavapai.us.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Smart shoppers know that the major holidays like Memorial Day weekend are when the car companies release some of their biggest rebates. But this year, we've already got them. Chevrolet has released huge Memorial Day rebates on almost every car and truck in inventory. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet. And if you're looking for a truck or SUV, we've got a huge selection. And chances are, we have the one you want for less. Save over $14,000 on a 2018 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab, only $33,646. Or choose a 2019 Equinox for only $24,900. And if you haven't seen the brand new Blazer, it's back and in stock, and we have nearly $5,000 in discounts. We've got them for as low as $31,600. We also want to send out a huge thank you to the Tri-Cities for voting us the best of the best car dealership for an unprecedented seventh year in a row. We've worked hard for well over 50 years to earn your trust. Visit LambChevrolet.com to find your new Chevy. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, it's time to talk some amazing stuff here. And isn't it ironic that we are talking with engineering students from ERU on the same day that the Big Bang Theory airs its final primetime episode? Just coincidence, right? We are speaking right now with Rachel Rise, correct?
Hello.
Hello there. And Cameron Kurtz, correct?
Yep.
Okay, let me turn your mic back on there. Okay, Cameron, say hello again.
Hello.
Now we've got you. Okay, first of all, let's start with Rachel. Rachel, tell us about your background. What got you into ERAU? What kind of interest do you have? What kind of courses you're taking?
Well, I've been interested in space and aerospace ever since I was a little kid. I grew up around aviation and just have always been interested in human spaceflight. Mm-hmm. And I came to Embry-Riddle specifically for the emphasis on aerospace programs and the close connections that I could make with the faculty and staff here that have allowed me to engage in the kinds of projects that I've been working on, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later.
Sure. And now you said you grew up around aviation. How's that?
So my grandfather worked for the FAA, always involved in aviation stuff. My dad's a pilot. We had planes when I was a little kid. I got my glider rating when I was 17.
No kidding. Oh, wow. How interesting.
Yeah.
How interesting. You did indeed grow up around it. Cameron, how about you? Tell us about your interest, how you got involved with going to ERAU.
Sure. So I've been basically passionate about rockets for almost my entire life. It mainly started in high school. I found a box of model rockets, started putting them together, building them, and they've been slowly getting complicated, more complicated, more complicated. Decided I want to turn this into a career after starting a rocketry club in my high school. Realized Embry-Riddle is an hour and a half from where I'm from, which is Phoenix. And I was like, wow, this is really convenient. Why don't I go here? It's not that far away. Mm-hmm. And I continue to do rocketry projects all the way up through college. And here I am now, a senior.
Now, tell us about, and we'll start here with Rachel. Tell us about, is it Team Tiber Designs?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so Tiber Designs is our senior design team. It was formed from a conglomerate of senior engineering students as part of the required capstone sequence. All seniors at Embry-Riddle need to do a 2-semester senior design project to fulfill their coursework. And this project was several years in the making. We came together to create a new liquid rocket engine and its accompanying test facility. And something that's really cool about this test facility is capable of testing not only our engine, but also future projects. And it opens up opportunities for future students to work on really interesting projects like the ones that we worked on. And something really neat about it is that there are only just a few facilities available across the United States. Only a handful of universities offer rocket projects to their students. And Embry-Riddle is one of maybe just a small handful that offers these kinds of projects specifically to undergraduates.
And what is your role specifically in this project?
So I wore a few different hats. I was the design team lead, where I basically managed the team, made sure we got all of our administrative items done as part of the capstone course, make sure we got all the assignments in and that we actually passed the class that this was supposed to be a part of. But I was also I also filled the role of an engineer on the project, working on our instrumentation and data acquisition system. So I selected all of the sensors and things that we need to measure the performance of the rocket and the functionality of the test cell and develop basically the electrical system for this facility.
Okay. Cameron, tell us your role in this.
Sure. So I was responsible for two main things. I was responsible for the design of the engine itself. The engine is named Janus. It's named after the Roman god of change, transitions, and new beginnings, basically a symbolism to represent like a new era of liquid rocketry at Embry-Riddle. So I was responsible for that, and I was also responsible for the data acquisition code. And so this basically takes all the measurements coming from all the electrical stuff that Rachel has built and measures them, reads them, and then writes them to a computer while simultaneously looking for conditions that are unsafe in the test cell. And if an unsafe condition is found, the code, which I'm responsible for, will then safe the test cell from potential explosions and other bad things like that.
Here's the part that gets me. You're creating an enclosed permanent testing facility for liquid rocket engines so you can fire a rocket within the facility. How do you create an enclosed facility for a rocket engine?
Okay. The baseline architecture for this, and this has been used at a few other testing facilities around the nation, is a conics box that you might find on a rail car.
Okay.
So we ordered one of these, got some very basic modifications, replaced part of the floor with steel, installed doors and vents, and then built up all of our stuff inside the new facility. Mm-hmm. So the big doors at the end swing open, and the rocket engine fires out there. We don't actually fit the entire flight vehicle in this cell. The test cell 3 is used specifically for static firing of engines to verify their performance characteristics.
I would imagine a big part of this would be energy dissipation, because you're not launching the rocket in there, are you?
No.
When we launch the vehicle, we have to go to the California desert in Mojave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we'll be flying. This test facility is strictly for static testing, where you have the engine mounted horizontally and is firing horizontally on the ground.
Take me through the design process for this. Now, here's one. I'm going to start you with this, because I told you before that one of our listeners has a daughter who graduated just a few years ago from ERAU and is working in the aerospace industry. And the living room of their home has a giant whiteboard on the wall where they used to bring fellow students over, and they would do calculations on the wall just like out of the Big Bang Theory. Have you ever done that yourself? Because when I took a tour of the campus, I was told, yeah, you guys have whole walls where you do these things. Tell me about the test phase and the planning phase. How much calculation goes on in this? What kinds of formulas are you working on? How can you define that for the average listener?
Sure. So what you're probably looking at on those whiteboards is something what I like to call napkin math. And
just
like someone pretending you have like a crayon and like a piece of tissue paper, and you're like, oh, is this thing going to break? Let me do a simple calculation to get a ballpark idea if this is going to work. The background calculations, the big intense ones, they require stuff called FEA, which is finite element analysis, or CFD, which is computational fluid dynamics, and that requires a computer to do that. You're not doing that by hand. Good luck. It's not going to happen. You need a computer. So that helps with that. But those calculations you see on the board, we do those all the time, and mm-hmm. it just gives us a rough ballpark estimation if a thing is going to work or not.
So, you're compounding stresses and all sorts of properties like this, right?
Yeah, so you can do calculations on materials, fluids, just simple things. Rachel, do you have anything?
I would say most of the stuff that we did specifically for this project, a lot of it was just based on the intuition from what we've learned on previous projects and what we've learned from our classes. We had this basic intuition about what this might need to be like. And then for the really, for example, structurally intense parts, to dissipate all that energy, we performed some pretty intense finite element analysis on those to make sure that they wouldn't warp or break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For example, we did finite element analysis. I didn't specifically. Another one of our team members did on the thrust takeout for the engine. And so this is a structure which basically resists the thrust the engine's producing. You need to make sure that it's not going to bend or break. And so you run simulations in the computer to verify that your structure, which you're going to build based on this analysis, is going to work.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. In order to get to this point, you guys knew years and years ago, probably in grade school, you're going to be involved in this at some point, right? In some kind of aerospace. What kinds of high school courses were you taking in preparation for this? Cameron?
I did an introduction engineering class my senior year of high school. That was fun. We did like model rocketry and stuff. Wasn't taken too seriously. I pretty much spearheaded all the rocketry stuff in high school myself. I was making propellant in my backyard. Almost
I'm sure the neighbors were thrilled, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I almost killed myself once. That was bad. thankfully, I didn't die.
Yes.
So I did that. I basically spearheaded all of it, though, and I was working in garages, building rocket projects, launching stuff in the desert. But as far as, like, direct coursework in high school, there wasn't, like, any specific other than that one introduction engineering class that I took that was geared towards chemical rocket propulsion.
Mm-hmm. Your courses?
I would say I took a lot of AP advanced courses in high school, and those definitely prepared me for the kind of conceptual engineering classes that I took in college. But a lot of my practical experience came from just growing up in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is also an engineer, in addition to being a pilot.
There you are.
And he got me into, you know, he'd always have me come out and help him with whatever projects he was working on. And that really gave me a foundation of that kind of mechanical intuition that I needed to do these kind of projects.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been just like tinkering with stuff, making things on my own. And then I was also involved in an extracurricular program in high school called Destination Imagination, which is a competitive, creative team problem solving. And I was always involved in the technical aspects of the challenges mm-hmm. that my team was working on.
I belong to this literary group that has educational courses called The Great Courses, and I just subscribed to the basic engineering courses. And just flipping through this stuff, because I've always wondered, how do you take basically a giant hole in the ground and turn it into a working skyscraper? It just boggles my mind how you can do that. And just in flipping through this, one thing comes to mind. Why didn't I take physics in high school? That would have answered so many basic questions for me. But we're going to talk more with Cameron and Rachel in just a minute. Time to take a break, catch up on local and state news and weather, and then more about this amazing project about the hot fire liquid rocket engine coming up at ERAU with Cameron and Rachel right after this on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender. Hi, I'm Prescott City Councilman Phil Good. Did you know you can limit your outdoor water use in the summer and save money on your water bill? The average home uses over 30% of their city water for outdoor irrigation. By installing a rainwater harvesting system, you can receive a water conservation rebate of 50 cents per gallon of storage. You can save money and limit your use of the municipal water supply. This rebate is available to all City of Prescott water users. Do your part to be water smart. For more information, visit PrescottWater.com or call 928-777-1645.
Hi, it's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association.
And I'm Jamal McCoy with Finley Toyota Prescott.
Finally!
That's Finley, Sandy.
Ah, I get it, Jamal. Of course it is. Finley Toyota, a proud sponsor of the YCCA Home and Garden Show. It's finally time.
Oh, I get it. It's finally time for the YCCA Home and Garden Show. May 17th, 18th, and 19th. At Finley Toyota Center. See you there.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Stroh from Bradshaw Family Dental. Have you ever experienced head, face, or jaw pain? Me too. Have you ever wondered if your teeth could be the cause of that pain? The answer is yes. Chronic pain of the head, face, and jaw region is very common and can actually be caused by a number of easy-to-fix dental issues. If any of this describes your current situation, please come see me at Bradshaw Family Dental, where we pride ourselves on treating people like their family. For more information, give us a call at 775-9495 or check us out at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Warriors Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, AMCO, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Arizona Diamondbacks host the San Francisco Giants Friday at 6 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
We're KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after 2. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 16th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The longest ski season in Arizona snow bowl history comes to an end this weekend.
Although it's mid-May, the ski conditions at Snow Bowl remain good, and Assistant General Manager Rob Lynn says,
we still have a 50-inch base of snow, and yeah, it's got to come to an end. It's been a tremendous, tremendous season for us.
Snow Bowl recorded more than 340 inches of snow this season. Snow Bowl will remain open through the summer months with other activities. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Partly sunny, dangerously windy today and this evening, blowing in a huge cool down with breezy highs today near 69 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling to only 38 overnight with a 30% chance of windy late night rain. Continued windy tomorrow with a sunny high of only 61, warming Saturday to 67, Sunday only 63 with a 30% chance of early evening Sunday rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, partly sunny, dangerously windy, a high today near 81, chilling with a 40% chance for late night rain to a windy overnight low around 46, warming to a breezy Friday high near 72, Saturday 78, then a 20% chance for Sunday afternoon rain and a partly sunny high near 75, warming up by Wednesday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. And listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
Lifted trucks, crew cabs, extended cabs, work trucks, large SUVs, medium SUVs, even small SUVs, small cars, medium cars, full-size cars, minivans, and even full-size people haulers.
Hi, Scott Hibbets, Jones Ford, Verde Valley. Our spring into summer event is on now, and all vehicles are clearly marked. Highway 89A, across the street from Denny's and Cottonwood. Folks, we have no city sales tax. Why would you pay more? Come see what makes us different. Our vehicles come with a limited lifetime powertrain protection. See our people for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:45. We are here Rachel Rise and Cameron Kurtz. They are engineering students at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University here in Prescott. I have to ask you, I'll start with Rachel. With the work you are doing at ERAU in the engineering and aerospace, and with the advanced studies you're doing, how often do you go to a movie or watch a TV show that has that kind of theme, and you just roll your eyes and go, that can't happen?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I know that that kind of stuff, especially for experts in the field, it will kind of ruin movies.
Sure.
And I try not to let that happen, but sometimes it's just so bad that it just... No, I can't enjoy this anymore.
And, you know, as someone who has taken screenwriting courses, and I know the movies, they do employ technical consultants, but they also have screenwriters who have to take all of this technical mumbo-jumbo and make it palatable to a general audience and, you know, and make it really interesting and bring them into the story. It's like TV shows where the cop will solve the case in 45 minutes with DNA technology. They got back in 10 minutes. Sorry. It doesn't happen.
No.
But if you can't do that, you don't have a TV show. So you make compromises like that. Cameron, you said you had a great remark about Marvel movies and how it just doesn't happen that way, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people give me, like, I don't know, like flack for this. It honestly kind of ruins a lot of Marvel movies. I still need to see Endgame. I know people talked about that a lot. I don't watch any Marvel movies. One movie that was close to accurate was The Martian. I enjoyed that one.
The Matt Damon film. How about that? Yeah, what was realistic about that to you?
I mean, there were several things. Like, it didn't completely, like, suspend. Like, there was a consistency to, like, all of it, unlike a lot of the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can actually potentially grow potatoes on Mars. Like, that is a thing that can happen in the near future. Hopefully within 10 years. That'd be amazing. But it doesn't completely suspend reality, like people like falling from like outer space and like landing, like superhero landing, like they do in Marvel movies. Like,
and let's hope that the next lunar mission or Mars mission doesn't leave someone behind.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That really would be nice, wouldn't it? So tell us what's going to happen once you guys get to the Mojave Desert.
Oh, for our competition?
Yeah.
So neither of us will actually be here around for that. That'll be for future students.
Mm-hmm.
They are currently working on the vehicle. And so basically, once the engine is qualified for flight in the Tesla, which we built during our capstone project, it'll then be integrated in the vehicle and tested on campus, not flown. Once it is tested and ready to be flown, it will be then be shipped probably on like a truck to the Mojave Desert, to the Far Mars testing site, and there it will be flown at the Far Mars site and competed in the Far Mars competition.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel?
Cameron basically just summed it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually just graduated, and Cameron's graduating in December, so we won't be around for when that happens. But what's nice about this project and this test cell that we worked on is that we've involved younger students in the process.
Yeah.
Actually, one of our team members is currently a junior, and he'll be doing another capstone sequence working on designing the flight vehicle. So we built in some continuity with who we've strategically involved in this project.
Speaking of younger students, isn't it great how educators now are really pushing STEM courses on younger students and especially getting more girls involved?
Absolutely. I think the recent emphasis on STEM is something that's incredibly important. Getting people into those technical roles, specifically women and minorities into those technical roles, is a huge push for societal advancement.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but, you know, our future economy is not going to be built on restaurant and retail and hotel jobs, because the jobs we're talking about here, STEM jobs, those are good income jobs that will very likely stay here and build a really good economic future and make everyone better for it. I think it's wonderful.
I think there's a really, really interesting opportunity in space travel that opens up a lot of different industries. A lot of technologies that were developed by NASA missions, for instance, have found their way into our everyday lives. For example, memory foam was developed for a space mission, and now it's in our mattresses.
Isn't that amazing? Cameron, what kind of a career aspirations do you have?
Right. So basically my dream is to work for some new commercial space startup. Currently there's a large bubble in the commercial space industry, largely due to the hype with SpaceX and Blue Origin. You should Google them if you haven't Googled them. Pretty great companies. But there are smaller companies like Vector, Firefly, Astra, a bunch of these other small companies are popping up with the goal of putting microsatellites into orbit, which is basically a satellite the size of like a shoebox instead of the size of a bus, which is what most giant rockets put into orbit.
Sure.
So I want to help them make orbit in the next couple of years. So that's my dream.
Rachel, what kind of occupation do you see yourself in?
I've always had a passion for human space flight. So I'm actually going to graduate school and pursuing my PhD in human space flight at University of Colorado. So I've always, as a little kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. I would be medically disqualified now.
Yeah.
So what's the next best thing? Working with astronauts. So I want to work on developing the technologies that push human space flight further into the future.
Well, we are so glad you took the time to come here and be a part of Q&A today. Thank Jason Cata at ERAU for sending you here today. We really appreciate this. Continued success in your studies and your futures. And again, thanks for coming in today. That's Cameron Kurtz and Rachel Rise. They are engineering students at ERAU, and you're graduating when, Rachel?
I actually just graduated.
You just did? And Cameron?
This December.
Very good. Thanks again for coming in today. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and a very, very special Q&A coming your way Monday. That is coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
We've got strength in numbers, Power Big Players Club. Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called Power Pick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and Power Pick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more winners, and your best odds of winning. Power Pick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try Power Pick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZpooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZpooling.com.
Power Pick Players Club.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
As you know, Memorial Day weekend is coming up, and the backyard chefs are going to be firing up their grills. So do not miss Monday's very special Q&A when you'll hear my interviews with three of the nation's top barbecue and grilling experts about their brand new books. I'll be chatting with Elizabeth Carmel about her new book, Steak and Cake, also with Jamie Previance. He's the chief grilling guru for Weber, about his new book, Weber's Ultimate Grilling. And you'll hear my chat with Stephen Reichlin, the barbecue Bible guru, for his new book, The Brisket Chronicles, all just in time for your backyard grilling for the holiday. And those books, by the way, would also make for great Father's Day gifts. Hint, hint. Now, that special show is this Monday on Q&A, and also with Memorial Day weekend coming, that means a patriotic hour coming up by everyone's favorite Americana historian, Jerry Stewart. I'll be interviewing Jerry for the entire show Tuesday for Q&A about his Memorial Day broadcast titled The Great Price Paid. New films starting today for the weekend at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley include A Dog's Journey, starring Dennis Quaid and Marg Helgenberger, John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, the super-violent new Keanu Reeves revenge thriller, and The Sun Is Also a Star, a no-name, low-budget, cross-cultural teen romance with immigration themes set in New York City. Also coming up Monday at 11 a.m. at the Harkins 14, Hello Dolly, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. for their musical Mondays. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4, then join me right back here Monday for that special show with the three barbecue and grilling experts and our friend Cecilia Jernigan with Becky Ruffner to talk about the wonderful tribute to the late Elizabeth Ruffner. That's Monday for Q&A at 2, and I will see you on the radio.
been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.